Yeah, well, you understand what I'm saying. So it's mostly two terms, you know.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms for blacks?
Or? Niggas, no, black, blacky, darky.
Okay, there are two political parties. What are those?
Democratic and Republican.
Okay, what would you call a person that has very long hair, has beard, and these young people used to be very radical in the 60s?
Hippies.
Okay. Do you think we still have hippies?
Yeah, I know we have hippies.
Can you describe what they're like today?
Look at me.
Really?
I don't know what you want to consider a hippie. I consider myself as civilized hippie. You know, I can do things like I can get with the crowd and do and act like a crowd, but when I come around some intelligent people, I can change in ways, you know. I guess I should call it having 3 gears. You can change, you know, with style.
Okay. What would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex?
A non-romantic relationship?
With a member of the same sex. In your case, another guy. He was a very close friend. What would you call him?
A buddy.
Okay. And how about an adult friend?
A buddy.
Okay. Would you ever use a play daddy or big brother?
Oh, yeah, I use big brother. Well, I wouldn't use big brother now. You know, when I was a kid, I would probably use the word big brother. But not play daddy and big brother, not now.
Okay, were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school?
Yeah, across my community, you know, I was living, yeah.
Okay, did you call these kids anything in general?
Friend. That's about all.
One word to describe all of them?
Just close friends, buddies.
Okay.
Pal.
Okay, do you have a name for, this is a type of ritual, preliminary ritual to a fight. It's kind of a word exchange contest where you might, somebody would give you an insult and then another person gives you another one. And
cracks, jokes, harassment, not embarrassments, aggravations.
How about when the rhymes are sometimes used in this?
We just call them cracks.
Okay. have you ever heard of playing the dozens or sounding?
No, not playing the dozens. I heard of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, would he or she have to go through any kind of initiation?
In my neighborhood? Yeah.
What are some of these initiation lists?
What if it's a dude or a girl?
Yeah, just tell me either.
Well, if it's a dude, we just take him out and get him lost, you know, come back about an hour. If he's there, we'll bring him home. But if he's not there, just look for him. If he get lost, that's his problem. Mm-hmm. If it's a girl, we're going to find out as much as we can, you know. Yeah.
Okay. How about when you were really young? Did you have
any? When we used to fight girls and dudes. So I found out how bad they were, you know, kids.
Okay. Did you ever play any hiding games?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about those and describe
them? we played hide and go see. That's where you hide, and one person at the base, and he tries to find, you know, each individual that's in the game. Mm-hmm. And we played another game that's kind of similar to hide and go see. That's when you had girls playing. No, it was kids. We didn't know anything then. Well, I don't know what you call it. We used to call it hide and go get them. As if, well, if it's girls and dudes playing, whoever's counting, it's mixed up everybody's hiding. You try to find the girls. If you catch them, you know, it's up to you and them. Well, you kids then, so you know anything, you know. A little kiss on the cheek and drive you crazy.
Okay, how about some line and running games?
Running
games or else games where you